What happened? Successful strategies, marketing misdeeds, and the brands that love them. It was humorist and social commentator Will Rogers who observed, "Everything is changing in America. People are taking the comedian seriously and the politicians as a joke." That was 94 years ago, but Stephen Colbert might easily have said it last night. And no matter whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or Libertarian, there's no denying that citizens and consumers, brands and businesses, technology and outreach have changed dramatically in the American landscape and in the commercial brandscape. And unfortunately, none of those changes are turning out to be a laughing matter. Changes in sectors and segments have resulted in more division, less respect, greater expectations, and less civility. On the positive side, we're more hopeful. People are talking about values, ethics, security, and what it means to be an American. But change is change, and brands are not immune to the complexities that accompany these changes and conversations. At a time filled with dramatic and nonstop change, predictions about changes in consumer expectations, categories, and brands can no longer be based on instinct, the conventional, or the historical. At a time of rampant changes in the consumer paradigm, brands can no longer rely on past performance, satisfaction, direct Q&A, or tweets, no matter who they're from, as their guidepost to future success. One thing that never seems to change, however, is that making predictions is always more popular than actually checking on their accuracy. That happens a lot, particularly when it comes to predictions of consumer behavior and brand performance. But that's to be expected, we suppose, when predictions are based on counting likes and shares. But if brands want to survive and thrive, marketers and brand caretakers must embrace change, but they have to manage it differently. One suggestion of how you might do that is to incorporate emotional engagement and brand loyalty into your research toolbox. True, they're not as blatant as tweets, but they are infinitely more useful. Emotional engagement and brand loyalty metrics always point the right direction to what people will actually do instead of what they say they're going to do, or what they did in the past. Emotional engagement is a proven harbinger of change, generally 12 to 18 months before a massive paradigm shift in your category hits you like a pie in the face. So as 2017 came to an end, we conducted our annual Rite of Looking Back. Looking back at what we had to say about change in the variety of categories and for a variety of brands. We examined what we had predicted during the year, online, on TV and radio, at conferences, in newspapers, blogs, and in professional journals, about how brands elected to act in the marketplace, and then how those activities actually matched up with market results. In short, to see what happened. These recorded stories are the result of that examination, a look back at what we predicted for categories including millennials, e-tail, retail, beer, rideshares, pizza, and the Trump brand. This year, Ivanka. In addition, we've closed with a recording addressing some important changes we see down the road for 2018. This look back affirms we were able to predict where categories and brands were going. Doing that can make navigating the coming sea changes far less risky for your brand. That's especially true if you take into account another apt observation Will Rogers made. He said, "It isn't what we don't know that gives us troubles. It's what we know that just ain't so." And boy, do we agree. So take a deep breath, relax, and tune in again this year, or for the first time, and find out what happened.